Football Friday.
That'll be caught. Rob Gronkowski. Touchdown, Antonio Brown.
Take a football game.
McCaffrey back in that shotgun. Finds a man to open the open field.
Flipping into the end zone. Jaden Yoki.
Now, here's Brady Hall.
Football Friday. This one feels like the real deal, doesn't it? Last week was good because we had college football. The week before, we had a couple of college football games. Now we got everything. Broncos, Giants. We got the Buffs going into Denver to take on Texas A&M. Ooh, that's gonna be a big test there. Big measuring stick type game. You got UNC and Houston Baptist. You got CSU and Vanderbilt. Probably, who's feeling more pressure, Steve Adazio or Vic Fangio this weekend? Steve Adazio is 1-4 and just got beat by an FCS school. Vic Fangio's never won in September. I think it's Vic, right? No? Colfax, you're going to Adazio? It's interesting. Vic, I think Vic could legitimately be fired after 3 weeks if they go 0-3. I don't see Adazio being fired if they lose tomorrow night or the next couple of weeks, even. They're not going to fire him in the middle of the season. That's why I asked the question, because I can't conceive that idea, that notion, but it does seem like there's a lot of Rams fans that are like, dude, enough's enough. We didn't know about this guy from the beginning, and it's already off to a weird start. Boy, I don't know.
Just losing in that fashion to an FCS team is not.
You lose by 19, it does change things.
That's a lot of pressure.
It changes things. I agree with you. Suddenly things are way different. You know, if they just would have lost and it was 21-17, we'd be frustrated and we'd still be mad. A lot of red-faced Rams fans. But you'd still go, all right, yeah, it's an opening game, COVID, all that stuff. But you got flat-out worked. And then you hear, like, offensive linemen are going the wrong way and the running back's going the right way. Offensive lineman's going left and vice versa. Like, that happened several times, according to Steve Adazio. Like, how does that happen? Like, I don't even know. Like, hey, it's a 44 banana peel left, right, so it's a stack. We're going left. Somebody heard right. And not just somebody. The entire line went the opposite way a couple of times. The whole show needs to do a remote from CSU tailgate spot. Contact Mike Rowe, a.k.a. Chorizo, on Ram Nation Full Service Bar, Full Buffet, and RV. Dude, maybe we could legally get out there. But we've been trying to get the whole show out to do more camp coverage and stuff like that. People with apparently a higher pay grade there at Colorado State have that figured out where, you know, they don't want us involved, I guess, because we're competitors of the flagship, which is good, man. You'd rather be viewed as a competitor than somebody that's like, eh, fine, let them come out and do their little show. No, we're good, man. We're good. We're happy. Tony Alford should have been the hire at CSU. It was the most obvious hire ever to me. I'm not sure why they didn't go that route, because you go that route and you buy yourself 3 years. And I bet you fan support would have been off the chain because he's a CSU guy. I was shocked by that hire with Adazio. And listen, we interview Steve Adazio. And I like Steve Adazio. I mean, he gets me pumped up. I like how he is, you know, I like his style of coaching. Or at least what it's supposed to be, not last week. I'm still holding out some hope. I've been pretty negative about Adazio this week, Colfax, but I've been skipping some rocks and doing some thinking and walking along the rivers and stuff. And you got to see what happens tomorrow night. You really got to see what happens, because this is going to tell us a lot about Steve Adazio. Didn't you think in his press conference that he was surprisingly positive for the kind of guy that we've known Steve to be already? I just figured he'd be up there just like, come on, media, bring it on. What are you going to do? I'm ready to pounce. But I thought he was fairly positive. I did say something last week that, had a lot of hooligans thinking. I said, is Coach Addazio and everybody building up South Dakota State because they know what's about to happen? Because we're throwing it out there and saying, this is a really, again, you can't say it enough. Even for an FCS team, I think South Dakota State could probably beat a few Mountain West schools. You can't say it enough. It's just the pressure on CSU is not to like, it's so great that you can't lose to schools like that. And it's because with, what is it, the Spider-Man quote? With great power comes great responsibility. With great stadium comes great pressure. You want to build a gigantic stadium that half of the Rams fans didn't want. I was one that wanted it, by the way. Still stand by that. You got to have a stadium on campus if you want to be real, the real deal. Not out in Sherwood Forest. No disrespect, but that's, it was out there with the goats and the Rams and the deer. Felt like I was driving into the mountains going to a Rams game. I love the stadium. I'm going tomorrow night. Again, no autographs. You put pressure on yourself when you do that. You put pressure on yourself when you're writing letters to Power 5 conferences saying, we should be considered. Okay, that's great. You can't win three games. You can't win one game last year. You can't win three the year before that. You can't get a hire that half of, maybe more than half of Rams Nation is torn on. Joey B., the real AD. Addazio, just another retread coach. Alford would have brought a new energy and could relate to the recruits. I was shocked they didn't go that route. I mean, he was an interview, but I don't know if he was ever really considered. After a discussion at the Hall of Fame dinner, we voted that we should be showcased on your fancy-dancy webpage. We are using our NL card. What does that look like? At thewholeshow.com? We put pictures of all of the hooligans up there? It looked like a wanted ad, man. You get all these guys, all these texters up there. I mean, the hooligans, let's face it, it's a rowdy bunch. They're a rowdy bunch. Kind of dangerous. Kind of nasty. That's why we love it. They're hooligans. You don't get to be a hooligan just by texting, hey, you're nice. You guys have said some of the worst things about me to my face through this text line. I've developed some pretty thick skin over time. Broncos, Giants. See, I think Vic Fangio, I was going to do this poll question today, but I wanted to stick with Addazio. If you do anything less than 2-1 in this first three games, is Addazio done? Or Addazio, is Fangio done? You go 1-2, or heaven forbid, 0-3. If you go 0-3, your next game is against Baltimore. And they have some issues with that running back situation, but still, I think you still think that Baltimore is going to be pretty salty, pretty good. You got a guy in Vic that's never won in the month of September. The Giants are certainly talk about Giants radio. You know what they're saying over there. They're saying the same thing. Got to beat Denver, or boy, we're already in trouble. Joe Judge, I mean, this is going to be a big deal if he can't start to get this team. I mean, I know he's fairly new, but at some point you got to put all that away and start winning football games, right? That's where the Giants are. They're frustrated with losing. I mean, they have just not been the same in a while. You know, they competed for the division title last year, but let's face it, they were awful. They won six games. That's how bad that division was. They were one game away. Seven would have done the trick for them. They're not projected to finish very high. There's a lot of pressure on Daniel Jones. Second season for Joe Judge, so there's a little leeway, but you can't have a disaster, and they think that the Broncos are one of those games they should win. First Advantage text line, keep in mind, it's a brand new text line. It's 888-530-0043. 888-530-0043. Noob says we might be a rowdy bunch, but damn, we are pretty. Minus Dixon. I agree with that. Noob's one of our Rams guys. Noob's one of the traditional Rams guys. Give me predictions. UNC beating Houston Baptist, because I'll give you my picks at the end, and we know those are the ones that count. UNC beating Houston Baptist this weekend? CSU beating Vanderbilt tomorrow? They're a 7-point favorite, last I checked. CU going to shock the world and beat the top five team of the country in Texas A&M? And finally, are the Broncos going to win? Dixon already texted me his... He texted in his prediction. Giants 2017. Surprise, surprise! Dixon has something negative to say about our Denver Broncos. That's fantastic. Didn't see that coming. Mysterio. I know I'm pretty for sure. I'm not going to neither confirm nor deny that, I guess. Good looking bunch.
Well, Mysterio's always hard to tell because he's wearing that wrestling mask.
That's true. He's a wrestler. He's a wrestler. He's a coach, but he's also like a WWE-style wrestler.
Definitely.
That's how he got the name. Well, and we know his last name. His real last name does sound a lot like Mysterio.
Yeah.
Wrestling, Mysterio. It's an easy connection to make.
It works.
It does work. Give me some predictions. Are the Bears going to get their first win of the season?
Yes.
Yeah? You're going to... Okay, yeah. You're going in. You're going to give me your picks right now. Bears going to win. Big or just kind of like, 21-17 type deal?
They'll win by a touchdown.
All right. And I think people will be pretty pumped for that.
Yeah.
Come back home, play Lamar, first home game, blow it up, go 2-1.
Yeah.
All right. CSU, tomorrow night in Canvas, 8 o'clock game. They're 7-point favorites. Do they win?
I prefer not to answer.
Oh. You think they're losing.
Oof.
Can you imagine Monday? I mean, we got the Ellison Hubbard Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. I shot Ellison a text, man. I said, hey, I know on the air we're all busting up the Rams, but just go light them up. Just go light them up tomorrow night. Shut us all the hell up. I want to be proven wrong all the time. It never happens, though. Very rarely, Colfax.
Sometimes.
Very rarely does it happen. I have a feeling that you're leaning toward 0-2, and the panic button is now broken because we are pressing it so hard.
Yeah, it's pushed through.
Oh, then that talk really ramps up, doesn't it? Rams up. Okay. Predictions on attendance at Mile High for Texas A&M at CU. What's the capacity? Is like, what, 77 or something?
Yeah.
Do they hit 50? I don't know. Probably pretty big, right?
It won't sell out.
I don't think so. Boy, that would... I mean, Texas A&M's a draw. That's a draw, top five. I mean, hell, if I wasn't going... Already planned to go to, Fort Collins tomorrow night, then I'd be looking at tickets. They don't know. They don't...
No.
Do they get to 60?
I bet they get 60.
It's Texas A&M. You know, see, I was there at Folsom Friday night. That was electric. So, you're probably right. CSU, Joey B, the real ID, is giving me a prediction. 31-27 for CSU. So they don't cover, but they win. Which Rams fans walk away and go, whew. We don't feel amazing about it, but we got a W. Texas A&M 44, CU 14. So they don't, my math tells me, they don't cover as well. 3-3. Ed will get his first win tomorrow. Dylan McCaffrey with a couple TDs. Bears in four?
Yeah. Nuggets in four.
Bears in four.
Nice.
He's just knocking somebody out. Bears in four. I love it. God, I love that. Hey, we got some news, too, Monday. Obviously, we're going to have... We have the Ellison Hubbard Show at 1 o'clock on Mondays. We're going to have the UNC Bears Den with quarterback Dylan McCaffrey on the show every single Monday in the 12 o'clock hour. We'll be talking quarterback with Dylan. It's going to be great. Eastside Chris. So, Brady, should I hang my CSU flag or banner upside down tomorrow? Do whatever it takes to get the dub, man. I mean, I don't care what your game day traditions are. Just do whatever it takes. Oh, my goodness, Noob. Is that real life? Texas A&M 70, CU 7. I mean, I know, Noob. I know you're a Rams guy, and you're just rooting for that big time. I get it.
Is that a -7?
Yeah, it's a -7. You're right. Yeah. Is that even possible?
I don't
think that's possible because it just be 2 points to the other team.
Yeah.
You can't. Oh, so you're saying CU is so bad that they just we will remove points from them. First time in history. Yeah. It's good. It's good, man. I love it. Bring the predictions. How about Broncos Giants? How are we feeling, Broncos Giants? First Advantage text line is brand new. It's a brand new text line, and we're pumped because I think it's easier for you guys to get to. 888-530-0043. It's 888-530-0043. CSU Vanderbilt, UNC Houston Baptist, CU Texas A&M. We're going to get into our college talk coming up next. It's Football Friday on the whole show. Don't forget, I have my picks coming up around 1:45. You're not going to want to miss it. I'll give you my NFL lock of the week. I'll give you my NCAA lock of the week. And so much more coming up on this Football Friday at Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Northern Colorado's voice and your home for the Denver Broncos is 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Join Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick for Clark and the Coach. Weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Nico Medved, the men's basketball coach of the Colorado State Rams. You're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Highland Park Lanes is the best bowling alley around. I promise you guys, that's our go-to, man. When we get the crew together here, stop out, get a couple of brewskis and get after it, bowling. We're better at bowling than we are golfing, Colfax. I'll tell you that, man. I mean, much better. That's Highland Park Lanes. Parties and events, check them out. Tell them we sent you here from the whole show. Highland Park Lanes in West Greeley. Noob's got his picks in. CSU 31, Vanderbilt 14. Boy, if that happens, Rams fans are feeling much better about life after that. And then you're actually feeling like maybe you could go beat Toledo next week and go 2-1. And suddenly, oh, see, guys just freaked out a little bit. Well, sports is what we do, man. It's great to have that again, isn't it? Hell, dude, we were reviewing 90s movies last summer, which was fun. But that's where we were. We didn't have sports when baseball didn't start until July two summers ago. UNC 28, Houston Baptist 14, Texas A&M 41, here, the real pick, Texas A&M 41, CU 21, Denver 28, New York 17. So pretty positive showing by the Big Four over the weekend, according to Noob. Go ahead and shoot us a text, give us your picks. And we'll get those things fired up, and we'll check your predictions. It's 888-530-0043. 888-530-0043. When you look at Vanderbilt, they were not picked to be very good, but they lost to ETSU, Eastern Tennessee School Place. I mean, that's when you know, right? That's when you look at it and say, boy, they played an FCS school that was middle of the road and got smoked 23-3, I think. And CSU can at least say, well, we played maybe the best team in the FCS. So that gives you a little bit of peace tonight before you gear up for a huge game for Colorado State. Yeah, 23-3. Vanderbilt looked bad. They're projected to be bad. They looked bad. East Tennessee State Buccaneers is who they lost to, 23-3. Vandy got on the board first, 3-0, but after that it was all East Tennessee. Couldn't do anything on the ground. You know, Ken Seals was 20-35, 195 yards, 2 picks. So passing wasn't great. His QBR was 6, okay? I don't know how they come up with those. East Tennessee ran the ball, okay. They didn't have monster numbers, but turnovers. They had a fumble for a touchdown. I mean, their defense was good, East Tennessee. So hopefully this is a game where CSU, where we've talked a lot about CSU and their defensive side of the ball, being the ones that carry them, this D-line being the ones that carry them. They were embarrassed last week, man. I mean, it was supposed to be the O-line and the D-line that were the best, the best units on this team, and that was not the case. Vanderbilt's bad. I think they're worse than CSU, than what we saw. Again, I think Vanderbilt would have got beat probably 60-63 if they would have played South Dakota State. Isn't that crazy, though? You're like, oh, it's a must win for the Rams, but it's against an SEC school. But it's the worst SEC school in the history. They were projected to win 2, and I got to think the TAC game against ETSU was one of them. Maybe the Colorado State's game's the other one? Because Stanford, Georgia, Connecticut, Florida, South Carolina, Mississippi State, Missouri, Kentucky, Ole Miss, Tennessee, I doubt those teams were picked to finish better than them. So that's going to be fun, man. The most pressure of the weekend, as far as one game, probably there. Vic Fangio, these next 3 games are very big for him. Moving on to UNC and Houston Baptist. Houston Baptist lost last week to New Mexico, 27-17. So, I mean, not terrible for him. Sophomore quarterback Blazy Benson completed 27 of 47 passes for 196 yards, a touchdown, and 2 interceptions in his very first career start. They got a young group, freshman wide receivers, they got 2 freshman wide receivers, sophomore, and then they have a running back in Drayshon Miniweather. He had 21 yards on 5 carries. So, you know, you look at this, you look at the stats, 17 points, nothing jumps out to you. I mean, they're a lot like CSU as far as they have a stud punter. His name's Brady. Why not? Brady Buell ranks 3rd nationally in punting average, setting a school record with a 50.9 yard average on 9 attempts. That's pretty good. He got the special teams player of the week, Southland Conference special teams player of the week. Well, I think it's going to, again, until we learn more and more about this team, UNC, here's what we learned, Colfax, last week. Dylan McCaffrey, so far, as good as advertised. He was very good against a Pac-12 Colorado Buffalo team. He was 24-42, 236 yards and a touchdown. He did throw the pick, trying to get in the end zone, a little bit of an underthrow. The loss, 35-7, didn't feel like 35-7. We also know this about UNC. Their defensive line looked good. Even the voice of the Buffs, Mark Johnson, was on the other day and said they are salty. They were pushing back on a team that's going to have to run the ball against Texas A&M. So UNC, so far, their strengths, Dylan McCaffrey. I'm excited to see True Wilson get involved more. He had 8 catches for 69 yards, and he ran for 16 yards on 6 attempts. Yeah, you want to get the run game going more, but he's a nice player. I look for True Wilson to be a big contributor in this one. And then defensively, just do what you did against the Buffs, man. That game plan worked. They were loading the box. They were ready. So you just obviously got to be aware of that. But I like this matchup. I do think it's tight. Jerry Schemmel, the voice of the Bears, told me earlier, they match up very evenly on paper. It's going to be really hot there in Houston, and then you've got the letdown effect. We're all here in the state of Colorado excited to see Ed McCaffrey, one of Colorado's favorite sons, and Dylan McCaffrey, who obviously his name is huge, goes to Michigan, arguably the greatest transfer the Bears have ever seen. Yeah, I mean, there could be a letdown factor there. Moving on, CU is favored to lose this thing by 3 scores. 17 was the spread earlier. I mean, you look at Texas A&M, they're good. What's not to like? Their defense is so good. They lost their stud SEC tackle, Bobby Brown. Their defensive line is still projecting to be just as good. DeMarvin Leal is an NFL caliber guy on the offensive side. They have tons of big play threats. Isaiah Spiller had 1,000 yards in 10 games last season. He's probably going to be rocking and rolling. He's one of their monsters. Haynes King, though, is a freshman. They got a freshman quarterback. We don't know a whole heck of a lot about him. They took care of Kent State last week. And it was kind of a slow start, but then once they got cooking, it was game over. Brian Howell of Buff Zone told us yesterday, listen, they're going to have to run the ball. They've got the weapons. They have a lot of guys that can run. It's going to be Jarek Broussard needs to dominate. Alex Fontenot needs to dominate. Brendan Lewis, I agree with Brian. He's not there yet. He's not ready to have a lot of pressure on him if he's not, has a solid run game. Bama Bear, nervous for y'all Broncos fans, but I do see them winning this weekend. Fins up. All right, on that note, let's talk Broncos Giants next, shall we? Let's get into that. Broncos going into this game, absolutely huge. Teddy Bridgewater the starter. We know it's going to be very interesting. Vic Fangio is 0-7. The pressure is certainly on these first three games because you have the easiest schedule, third easiest schedule. Well, these first three make up the majority of that as far as how easy this thing's going to be. First, let's jump out of here and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
The Good Afternoon Guy with Brian Gary. Weekday afternoons at 3 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, it's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
I talked about it earlier in the week. Welcome back to a Football Friday, by the way. I just think this is a nice early test for the Broncos' defensive backfield because I think that the Giants did a really good job in the offseason. They got Kenny Golladay, their top free agent target. That was the guy they wanted for a very long time. They got him going along with John Ross, who's very fast. They picked up Kyle Rudolph. In the draft, too, they got another wide receiver. They went wide receiver heavy, Kadarius Toney. I mean, they loaded it up. They want to be able to give Daniel Jones those weapons in his third year, which makes sense, unlike the Broncos did where they loaded up everything last year with Drew Lock in his first full year. They kind of got Daniel Jones going with Joe Judge, a new system and everything, and then they started loading it up. This is the year for Daniel Jones, though. The pressure cooker, he is certainly in that. He's on the hot seat. I mean, they have to decide if he's the guy going forward. It's amazing how fast this goes. It was not long ago that, he's going to be the guy. He's going to save us. He's going to take over where, he's going to be our Eli Manning. Well, the weapons might be there. Offensive, like I said, the offense boosted. They're getting Barkley back. I don't know what it looks like. He is slated to play as far as the injuries go. He's listed as questionable, but from everything we've heard, Saquon Barkley is going to play. And if he can be as explosive as he was before injury, then look out. But they also have Devontae Booker. And Booker has had his moments against the Broncos, of course, being a former Bronco. They picked him up, and they really like him in case Barkley needs, you're not going to give him a huge workload right off the bat. But there's pressure. Listen, there's pressure with the Giants. They at least have Joe Judge, our first year, we won 6 games, and we actually were right there in the thick of it in the division. So if you're a Giants fan, you're feeling better about yourselves, and you're thinking, man, we can go right here, right off the bat, and put together a win against the Broncos. They are looking at this game just like we're looking at it. They think this is a game that they can win. They got Denver at home. Then they're at Washington, home against Atlanta. Those are their first 3 games. Yeah, winnable. Washington's defense has improved. Atlanta, they should be good. Sometimes they're always surprising when they're not. But this, I think this looks like an easier win for Denver. I really do. I think Teddy Bridgewater is going to be a lot like Teddy Bridgewater. I don't think he's going to play outside of himself. I think they're going to run the ball really well with Melvin Gordon and obviously Javonte Williams. I'm excited to see him. I think that addition might take hold quickly. Even Pat Shurmur, who was there with Barkley, with the Giants, even said, man, I could see Javonte Williams having a Barkley-type year, his first year, like Barkley's rookie year. So the run game will carry them offensively, should open up a lot of things. I don't really look for a Cortland Sutton or Jerry Jeudy to go off for like 100-plus. I think it'll be spread out because you're really relying on Melvin Gordon. Because the D-line for the Giants is certainly questionable, and I like the Broncos' offensive line a lot. So I think they're going to move guys around,
And, you know, you're going to hit, you know, maybe Judy gets three or four catches for 45 yards and a touchdown. Maybe Cortland Sutton's at, like, six catches for 60 yards. KJ with, like, two or three. I could see that kind of spread out offense. I don't know that anybody just dominates, especially because Teddy's connection is more with Judy. Cortland Sutton was more, I believe, it seemed like he had more of a, in camp anyway, the way he talked and what we heard, was more of a connection with Drew Lock. Obviously, didn't get to see him last year with Drew, but they were good in those five games that he played his rookie season. But on the offensive side, I think they're going to run the ball. They're going to run right the hell at the Giants with, you know, kind of a weaker offensive line. They lost, or a defensive line, excuse me. They lost Dalvin Tomlinson in free agency. They have some veterans, Danny Shelton. Can't believe he's still playing. Austin Johnson, B.J. Hill. See, but I think the Broncos have the edge there when it comes to the trenches. On the defensive side, again, I think the Broncos should have the edge. Bradley Chubb is now listed as questionable officially. Couldn't tell you. I mean, I'd love to see if you could get Vaughn and Chubb in the mix, both healthy, but this is where we are at this stage. I still like what this defense is capable of, though. I mean, at least on paper, what we think they're capable of. Because they have the corners. I mean, look at those corners. Ronald Darby, Bryce Callahan, Kyle Fuller, Pat Surtain. And we don't even talk about some of these other guys. I mean, terrible news about Michael O.J. Mudiah being on the IR. Just awful. But when you were in camp, you were like, wow, they're stacked. And we're not even talking about O.J. Mudiah. So they went deep into the DBs. And rightfully so. They needed to. That was a big weakness for them last year. And they filled that void. I look for Pat Surtain right off the bat to be in a lot, even though he's not listed as a starter. They're going to play a lot of nickel and dime. Look for Alexander Johnson or Justin Sternad, Josie Jewell to be out there by themselves as a lone linebacker, because I think this team will be looking to, hopefully, they can just stop teams with great tackling corners, which is what Vic Fangio likes. Eastside Chris. Broncos 24, Giants 7. You got a blowout happening. Fangio handles crowd noise better than Foxy. Yeah, it's not a must-win. People are saying it's must-win for the Broncos. I'm not going there. I said must-win last week, game one for CSU. Different reasons. It's certainly a big game. You really need to win it, especially if playoffs are in your future. And with that, Colfax, we'll take a break. We got the picks coming up next. I give you my big four, my local teams we talk about. I'll give you my lock of the week on the college football side and my lock of the week in the NFL. We'll take a short break. Picks coming up next. It's the whole show on a Football Friday. Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The Good Afternoon Guy with Brian Gary is coming up at 3 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. For the latest on the Broncos, the Nuggets, and the Rockies, listen to The Hull Show weekdays at noon on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, Nugget fans, this is Coach Bowen of the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
All right, Colfax, it's time. This is what we wait for every single Football Friday. I give you the picks, and then we see how I stack up on Monday. So far, with my local picks, I'm 1-1. All right, nothing crazy last week. I picked CSU to win over South Dakota State. I picked them to win and cover. Wow, so did a lot of us. I'm not that sad about it. I'm 0-2 in my locks, in my NCAA locks, and my NFL. I do one college football, one NFL lock. 0-2, needing one desperately. So here's how we're going to do it first. We're going to look at the NFL side of things. My lock of the week, and I get a national pick here. It's not a Bronco. I give you my local picks later. This one is a little bit different. I look at the NFL, a game that I just really like, that I'm falling in love with, and I'm looking at the Arizona Cardinals-Tennessee Titans game, and boy, Tennessee could be the real deal in this one, this season. I am really excited to see Tennessee get some weapons. I mean, Julio Jones, Brown, I mean, they're going to be absolutely stacked. So, whew. Arizona, though, they could be decent, too. I mean, I could see the Cardinals being a very good football team this season. The spread is Tennessee -3. I like Tennessee to win and cover that one over Arizona. So there's my lock, my NFL lock of the week. The Tennessee Titans will cover the -3 spread against Arizona. College football. There's a lot of crazy spreads, and I wasn't nuts about them, but I'm going with this one. Utah BYU. The Utes are looking. My friend Paul Kirk over at Utah, man, that's part of this. He's the assistant AD over there now. Great man. Utah is ranked 21st. They've beaten now BYU 10 in a row. They're looking, 9 in a row. They're looking to get to that double-digit mark. So I like Utah to win over BYU. They're going to cover the -7. I think they win by more than 7. It was 7.5 now, but when I made the pick, it was different. All right, we're busting through it, Colfax. Local picks. Here we go. CSU versus Vanderbilt. I'm not giving scores anymore. We're just going spread. I like the Rams to win, and I like them to cover 7. So they win by 8 at least. CU Texas A&M. They will not win this game. However, I think they cover 16.5-point spread. UNC Houston Baptist, let's go pick them there. I like the Bears to win outright against Houston Baptist. They get their first dub. Ed McCaffrey gets his first win as the Bears head coach. Broncos Giants, no score prediction here. I just think the Broncos win and they cover the -3 spread. I wouldn't be shocked, though, if we're looking at a multiple touchdown win game by the Broncos. And there you go, folks. The picks are in. I have only team I have losing this week in my Big Four is the Colorado Buffaloes. But I think they hang in and they give their fan base something to be excited about once they get into Pac-12 play. CSU gets a really nice to win game. And the Bears get something magical on the road. Ed McCaffrey gets his first dub. Broncos get their first win in September under Vic Fangio. And we're all happy on Monday. That's going to do it for us. Thanks for being with us, Hulligans. Let's have a great weekend of both NFL and college football. Good night, Northern Colorado.